He acknowledged the investments that we've made in education over the past 3 years, in excess of $1 billion. Also, his emphasis on career and technical education that I think would be really beneficial for the future of Pennsylvania. And his desire this time around not to request an increase in taxes, which is something that I would advocate as well, except for the shale tax, which I share the governor's point of view on that a shale extraction tax is probably the best way to go forward to help improve our finances in Pennsylvania and to ensure that the gas fracking industry is paying their fair share of taxes. One thing I am concerned about is that, you know, we in the General Assembly have done what we can to make these investments in education over the past 3 years, but the governor has never signed a budget into law. And so I look forward to working with him and his staff to see if we can reach common ground on this and have him be a full participant in the process of funding our schools and other important programs like human services and government operations.